Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the Voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Agriculture Report and Science in the News, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, welcome to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you will find out about important events that are taking place around the world. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we will tell you about what some people are calling a border crisis. President Obama and Congress are trying to find ways to deal with the problem of illegal immigration. We will tell you what is going on and what may happen in the near future. Then, another story from the United States. As a U.S. soldier who had been held captive for years by the Taliban in Afghanistan is returning to active duty. But there is much more to the story than that. So stay with us and find out the facts. As It is coming to you from Washington. Now, here is part one. Congress may soon vote on whether to approve funds requested by President Barack Obama to deal with the rise in immigrants from Central America. President Obama requested almost $4 billion in June to pay for increased border security and temporary housing centers. The immigrants are illegally crossing the southwestern U.S. border. Many of the people crossing into the United States are children under the age of 18. The immigrants are held in very crowded facilities. Jonathan Evans is here with more on the story.
Current immigration laws do not permit the detained young people to be sent back quickly to their country of origin. Bob Goodlatte is a Republican member of Congress from Virginia. He says the U.S. needs stronger border enforcement. Mr. Goodlatte believes that money should be used to make sure that detainees are sent back to their home country. Mr. Goodlatte says most of the money the president is asking for is to continue the process of bringing more undocumented people into the United States. But extra security forces at the U.S.-Mexican border will not solve the problem. United States law requires court appearances for all non-Mexican arrivals. Eric Holder is the U.S. Attorney General. He says that immigration laws are being enforced, but he adds that the thousands of people coming to the U.S. from Central America make the situation difficult. Mr. Holder says that changes need to be made to fix current laws. The president of Honduras, Juan Hernandez, blames U.S. drug policies for the increase in undocumented immigrants entering the U.S. He says drug gangs and a high murder rate in Honduras force people north to the U.S. Last year, the Senate approved changes to immigration laws, which provided for more border security. The changes also provided a path to U.S. citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants. However, the U.S. House of Representatives has not voted on the Senate bill or any other version. The Republican Party controls the House. John Cornyn is a Republican senator from Texas. He blames President Obama for the current border crisis. Mr. Cornyn says that people risk their lives to travel to the United States for new opportunities. He adds that many from Central America try to escape violence in their home countries. But Mr. Cornyn says President Obama has let children and their parents who make the dangerous journey believe that immigration laws will not be enforced. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, disagrees. He blames Congress for not doing anything to help with immigration problems. Mr. Menendez says it is easy to say no, but more difficult to be helpful. He believes President Obama should not be blamed because Congress has failed to act. Time is short for a vote to take place on President Obama's request. Congress will not meet from early August to early September. I'm Jonathan Evans.
American soldier Bo Bergdahl has returned to active duty in the U.S. Army. The Taliban in Afghanistan held Sergeant Bergdahl captive for 5 years. An Army spokesman said that Mr. Bergdahl has completed the final part of the recovery process. He said the soldier is being sent to a U.S. Army base near San Antonio in the southern state of Texas, where he can, in the spokesman's words, contribute to the mission. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said Sergeant Bergdahl will be doing administrative work. But many questions remain regarding what exactly happened to the soldier during his time in Afghanistan. Ana Mateo is here with more.
The Army said an investigation continues into the facts surrounding his disappearance and capture. Military officials say he walked away from his base in Afghanistan in 2009. Some of his former military workers say he willingly left his group or unit. The Afghan Taliban released the sergeant May 31st in a prisoner exchange. The U.S. released 5 Taliban leaders held in U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The exchange caused intense debate. The Taliban detainees were sent to Qatar. The Qatari government has said it will watch the 5 men for a year. Sergeant Bergdahl was examined at a U.S. military hospital in Lenzstal, Germany, after his release. He later was moved to a military hospital in Fort Sam Houston in Texas for treatment. Reports say he will live in military housing at the base in Texas. Sergeant Bergdahl's release led to celebration in the United States, but that turned into a political debate about whether he had left his post and whether the prisoner exchange should have taken place. I'm Ana Mateo.
All right, it's time for your history lesson from As It Is. A major battle of World War II took place on this date in 1943. The Allies took the important town of Palermo in Sicily. 80 years ago, America's public enemy number one, according to the FBI, was shot and killed outside a movie theater in the central state of Illinois. John Dillinger was a violent criminal who was written about in newspapers across the country. The G-Man, or government agent who got him, was named Melvin Purvis. Many famous entertainers are celebrating a birthday today. They include actor Willem Dafoe, who is 59. John Leguizamo is also eating birthday cake today. He is 50. Funny guy David Spade turns 49. And the man with all the answers, you supply the questions, Alex Trebek, is 74. He is the host of the long-running TV quiz show called Jeopardy, where the contestants have to be very well informed on a number of subjects and quick to push the buzzer, signaling that they know what they are talking about. Now, print the script for today's program, save the audio as a podcast, and practice Reading and Speaking American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Learning English is part of the Voice of America.
The Agriculture Report is next, followed by Science in the News. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. The future has arrived at a dairy farm about an hour by car from Washington, D.C. A robot is milking cows. It is milking time at Woodburn Creamery in Mount Airy, Maryland. The cows are standing in line for a turn at the robot. John Fendrick is the owner of the farm. He inspects the progress of the animals by looking at a computer screen. That is all he has to do.
The door of the milker opens up. They walk in, they get milk. The door opens up, they walk out.
The robot does all the work. It uses a laser to find each teat, the place on the cow where the milk comes out. The robot then cleans the teat and connects a milking tube to it. The robot also tests the milk for possible contamination. If it finds a problem, it rejects the milk. When the amount of milk coming out of the cow slows, the machine knows to stop and sends the cow on its way. Milking robots are becoming popular among dairy farmers in the United States, Europe, and Australia. John Fendrick says the robots have changed life on a dairy farm.
You're given your freedom back, essentially. So it allows me or the people who work for me to actually do other things on the farm.
Most dairy farmers must milk their cows two times a day, early in the morning and late at night. The animals are milked every day, in good weather or bad. But Mr. Fendrick's cows do not follow such a schedule. They stay in the field until they want to be milked by the robot. Some of them come to be milked in the middle of the night. Mr. Fendrick does not even need to be there to watch his cows be milked. He can watch from his telephone.
With my phone, I can actually do pretty much everything I normally do up at the dairy.
He can learn when each cow was milked and how much she produced. He can also learn if a cow has not been milked for a long time.
We need to go find her and figure out why she hasn't come in yet.
The cow milking robot is not low-cost technology. Mr. Fendrick paid more than $150,000 for it. But he notes, paying someone to milk the cows is also costly.
In 3 years, I will have paid off the difference with this, and I don't have to be the person who's always on call to milk. The fact that we have a life, and our cows are able to function without us, to us, it's well worth the money.
And he says that is a good thing.
I don't like to milk.
With the robot, he can turn his attention to other things. He gets about 475 liters of milk a day, and he never has to touch a cow. And that's the Agriculture Report from VOA Learning English. For more agriculture stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Katie Weaver.
Thank you.
From VOA Learning English, this is Science in the News. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. Today, we talk about hot weather and the problems it can cause. We also tell you about the best ways to prevent and treat problems caused by extreme heat.
Floods, storms, and other natural events kill thousands of people every year. So does extreme heat. In fact, heat may be nature's deadliest killer. Several hot days that follow each other are considered a heat wave. Experts say heat waves often become dangerous when the nighttime temperature does not drop much past the highest daytime temperature. This puts great pressure on the human body. Extreme heat can be harmful to very young children, especially when they are left in a car.
Every year, there are news reports about young children dying after they were left inside cars in the summer sun. Jan Knoll is a meteorologist, a weather expert, at San Francisco State University in California. Since 1998, he has recorded deaths of children from what medical experts call vehicular heat stroke. He says the United States has an average of 38 such deaths each year of children left alone in cars. Mr. Knoll told the USA Today newspaper that the highest number of deaths take place in July and August, the two hottest months of the year. He said about 9 children die in each of those months because they were left in a hot car. But he notes that vehicular heat stroke can happen any time of the year. He says a child can die from the heat after being left in a car when the outside temperature is as low as 14 degrees Celsius.
USA Today reports that 70% of vehicular heat stroke victims were children under the age of 2. It says more than half of the deaths happened because the child's caregiver forgot the child was in the car. About 1/3 of the deaths happened when the child got in the car and was unable to get out of it. The newspaper notes the temperature inside a car can reach 43 degrees Celsius when the temperature outside is 14 degrees. And it says the body temperature of a child can increase 3 to 5 times faster than adults.
Doctors say people can do many things to protect themselves from the dangers of extreme heat. Stay out of the sun, if possible. Drink lots of cool water. Wear light-colored clothing and hats made of natural materials. Make sure the clothing is loose, permitting freedom of movement. Also, learn the danger signs of the medical problems linked to heat. The most common health problem linked to hot weather is heat stress. Usually, it is also the least severe.
Most people suffer only muscle pain because of heat stress. The pain is a warning that the body is becoming too hot. Doctors say those suffering muscle pain should stop all activity and rest in a cool place. They should also drink cool liquids. Doctors say not to return to physical activity for a few hours because serious conditions can develop. Hot weather is dangerous for people who weigh too much and have too much body fat, and for people who drink alcohol. It also increases dangers for people who must take medicine for high blood pressure, poor blood circulation, nervousness, or depression.
Untreated heat stress can lead to a more serious problem called heat exhaustion. A person suffering from heat exhaustion loses too much water through perspiration. He or she will feel weak and extremely tired. They may have trouble walking normally. Heat exhaustion may also produce a fast heartbeat, breathing problems, and pain in the head, chest, or stomach. Doctors say people with such problems should rest quietly in a cool place and drink plenty of water. They also say it may help to wash with cool water. Experts say even a 2% drop in the body's water supply may cause signs of dehydration. These signs include problems with memory and even simple mathematics. The treatment for dehydration exhaustion is the same as for heat exhaustion. Drink plenty of water and rest in a cool place. Even better, doctors say, drink about 2 liters of water a day, so problems with dehydration will not have a chance to develop.
Heat exhaustion can lead to heat stroke if it is not treated. Heat stroke is the most serious disorder linked to hot weather. It results when the body is not able to control its temperature. The body temperature increases and perspiration fails. Generally, the body temperature rises to more than 40 degrees Celsius. The body stops perspiring. The skin becomes dry and very hot. A person may become unconscious, not knowing what is happening. Doctors say tissues and organs begin to cook when the body's temperature is higher than 42 degrees Celsius. Permanent brain damage and death may result. Someone suffering heat stroke requires immediate medical attention. Doctors say such treatment is necessary, or the person could die before help arrives.
The purpose of immediate treatment is to cool the victim as quickly as possible, to stop the temperature from increasing. Begin by moving the victim out of the sun. Raise the person's feet up about 30 centimeters. Take off the victim's clothing. Put cool water on the body. Place pieces of ice in areas where blood passageways are close to the skin. These include the back of the neck and under the arms. Experts say it is important to know the danger signs of the medical disorders linked to hot weather. It is also important to know what to do if the signs appear in yourself or in someone else.
Experts say water is important for many reasons. Between 55 and 75% of the body is water. Water in blood carries hormones and antibodies throughout the body. Water in urine carries away waste materials. Water is needed for cooling the body on hot days and when we are working or exercising. Water carries body heat to the surface of the skin. There, the heat is lost through perspiration. Health experts say adults should drink about 2 liters of water a day to replace all the water lost in liquid waste and perspiration. They say people should drink more than that in hot weather. Experts say it is important to drink before, during, and after exercise. They say we should drink water even before we start to feel like we need something to drink. During hot weather, cool liquids are best. Also, avoid sweet drinks and alcohol.
We need to add that doctors also say it is possible to drink too much water. Some people, for example, do this if they exercise hard during a heat wave. Experts with the Mayo Clinic say drinking too much water can cause hyponatremia. In this condition, the level of sodium in the blood falls too low. The result is that the amount of water in the body increases. This causes cells to become larger. Mayo Clinic experts say the enlarged cells can cause a person to become sick or restless. They also can interfere with mental ability, make muscles weak, and cause pain in the head. In a mild case, simply reducing fluids may be all that the person needs. But medical help is necessary if the condition is more severe.
Experts have suggestions for runners and others exercising or working hard in hot weather. They say drinking a sports drink with sodium in it can help prevent the condition. Doctors say actions other than drinking water can protect against the health dangers of heat. Stay out of the sun if possible. Wear loose, lightweight, and light-colored clothes. Wear a hat or other head covering when in the sun. Eat fewer hot and heavy foods. If possible, cook foods during cooler times of the day. Also, rest more often. Physical activity produces body heat.
Experts say these simple steps can prevent the health problems linked to heat. They will prevent sickness, help you feel better, and may even save your life.
This Science in the News was written by Milagros Ardine and Christopher Cruz, who also produced today's program. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. How hot is it where you are? You can leave a message on our Facebook page or visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. Join us again next week for more news about science on VOA Learning English.